Blessings of Light. This is a special in-class series. Two, and it's on mental control. The meditation tonight is get to your life purpose and make this purpose your goal. Then do all within your being to eliminate the irrelevant, other points of view, side steps, and seek oneness with God and the masters of the path. Blessings. Tonight we're going to be talking about mental control centered in the self and God self, or God consciousness and the mind force. Let's go back and reiterate about mind and how things were brought into form. In the beginning, all was one. God was everything. He was everywhere, all pervasive, eternal, ever existing being. And causation hadn't come into manifestation yet. The reality of all being. And it was all the same to himself. This would, to us, would be like the atmosphere of this planet and us watching a cloud form in the atmosphere. Well, this is the way things began to form within the body of God. He impacted out of his own atmosphere and took from his own self to create. And so everything is created as God. We must understand that. We must understand it's all God. Okay, the mind coming into being is the force of holding things in form. And the Spirit of God is mind. The Spirit of God is the eternal mind, or the eternal Spirit. So the Spirit of God is the mind. In order for you to get into God's reality and consciousness, you must go beyond the mind. You must go beyond that, because within the mind is created all the images. And so all the images are within the mind. And if you want to change the image, you change your point of view in mind. Because wherever you're looking in mind is where you're going to cause an impaction or a creation or an accumulation out of the atmosphere at that point. Remember, attention is energy, and wherever you're paying attention, that's where your energy will go. So understanding this basic reality that God created from within himself, you are doing the same thing. You have a thought, it's within your mind, and it's created within your mind from the atmosphere of your mind. From the atmosphere of your mind. Understand that. If you've got emotions, you're creating them out of the atmosphere of your emotional body. If you've got creative powers, they're coming out of the atmosphere of your creative energy. It means you're accumulating out of the atmosphere of consciousness those solidities of thought forms, of emotional patterns, and so on and so forth, by paying attention there, concentrating there, observing there, meditating there, contemplating there, being super conscious, using the path. And the path will give you attention, concentration, observation, meditation. God paid attention someplace. Maybe he paid attention to our sun at one point, and our sun was created. But what he did is he paid attention to the great center sun, and then all that was created from the great center sun. Because each thing he created actually had creative power within it to create. So you have creative power within you to create. Now what we're seeking to get you to is out of mind, so you get back. Now here, let me take this to a little story. There was this great magician, and one of the things he used to do, he used to have this box, and he would reach in the box, he could take things out of this box. So this magician apprentice said, well, gee, I want to see how he gets that out of that box. So he went over and he looked in the box. There didn't look like there was anything in the box. So he closed the lid, he talked to the magician, and he says, well, how do you do that? He says, you reach in the box and you pull out different things. If you need some money, you pull out some money. If you need food, you pull food out of this box. You're doing all these things out of this box. How are you doing this? He says, well, God is in the box. God is in the box. He goes, he looks in the box again. He doesn't see anything in the box. He goes to the box again. He says, okay, I know there's nothing in the box. He says, you say there's God in the box. He says, how about you give me a gold coin? So he gives it open to the box, reaches in, pulls out a gold coin, hands it to the man. Gee, what is that? He says, this is the gift I'm seeking to give you. The substance in the box will do anything you want it to do. The substance will do it, create anything you want it to create. Because it's pure. It's God. That's pure. Now, wouldn't you like to have a box like that? Wouldn't you like to have that substance that would do anything, create anything for you? Happiness, joy, bliss, an abundant life, health. Wouldn't that be nice if you just reach in the box to get it? Well, you do have that. You do have that. And it's not confined to a box. It's not confined to a box. It's right here in the atmosphere of this room. It's right within the atmosphere. It's in the atmosphere of this planet. It's right within the atmosphere. It's in the atmosphere of this galaxy, in this universe. Whatever you want is here within this atmosphere. For you to realize that you aren't without it. So this is the kind of substance we're seeking to get. The personality doesn't know this substance. The personality is on fixed design. And so it thinks everything is fixed. Everything is already established. It's already fixed. Well, what is that that holds us from realizing that substance? We call them pass-on rings. We call them pass-on rings. There's something that is, we can't go past in order to get that substance. What is it that's holding us back? Well, there's pass-on rings on different dimensions. First of all, you have your physical pass-on ring. And you might think that's the physical body. And it is the physical body. But it's all physical body. It's every physical body, including the physical body of this planet, the physical body of the sun, the physical body of all planets, all suns, all solar systems. The physical manifestation, we must get past this pass-on ring. And that's the first one. Now what happens to the ego, you get centered, known as self-centered. Self-centered. If it doesn't relate to you, then it doesn't relate. That's a remote or a separated position to be in. To think that you are physical, that you are separated. You're not separate. God is everything. He's touching everything. He didn't get anything outside of himself to create with. He created within the atmosphere of himself. So everything is all God. In one degree or another of what we call, what we can understand like solidification or manifestation. So the first one is your pass-on ring is your physical. You got to get past your physical. You eat, you go to the bathroom, you breathe, you drink water, you take in the elements. This body keeps recreating out of the solid elements of the physical. And it is run by the spirit, but we don't eat the spirit in the same way we consume the food of earth. So a lot of people get into consumption of food on the physical dimension, and they don't eat enough food from heaven, or mana from heaven. For God consciousness, they don't get enough of that. And then they get bound, thinking that they are bound by this body. Well, every one of you have been out of that body since you've been in this class. So your mind cannot hold that form any longer. You realize that yes, you have a body, but you are not bound by this body. Yes, you're on this planet, you're not bound by this planet. Yes, you're in this solar system, you're not bound by it. Yes, you're in this nebula, you're not bound by it. God is not bound by anything. You are a God experiencing himself, so you're not bound by anything. So the self in you is God. That is the self in you is God. And that's the consciousness there. But the self-centered person will think that they are separate from God. But the person that's centered on the self just turns that around instead of self-centered, centered in self, just changing the polarity. It's just the opposite. Now you realize yourself and God, there is no difference. You and God are the same self. You are the same being because it was in the atmosphere again. The same way with your thoughts. You're not your thoughts, even though they came out of you, you're not bound by them. They can be dissipated as well. So the first path, my friend, is to get out of body consciousness.
and thinking you are limited by this body. You have used ideas, you have used your mind, you've used emotions, you've used creative power, you've used superconscious awareness, and all of these things are not the body. But the body gets focused, and so we think that we are the body, and they are of the body. They are not of the body, they are their plane and their dimension. So first of all, the body is for you to have something to work with and from. And so this physical body was given to you to work with on this plane. Now this physical body, if we took it to Mars, we'd have to put something around it to operate on Mars, because it does not work in that atmosphere. But if we take our spirit and go to Mars, we can go to Mars and don't have to have anything around it. To work in this atmosphere, we had to have something around the spirit to work in this atmosphere. So we put on this suit called the body. Remember that. The body is just like clothes. We put it on the spirit, and then the spirit gets to operate in this dimension. But then when this body breaks away, just like the air in the crock is within the air, your body is within, and your spirit is within spirit. So, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, spirit to spirit, everything returns to its source. The basic thing that we showed you to do is take and get a bottle, put a third dirt, a third water, and a third air in there, shake it up, and watch what happens. Watch what happens. See, after you let it set, it'll all go back to each element. Which one goes back the fastest? The air clears the quickest. The mind clears the quickest. The mind is the fastest moving of all the three. The emotions take a little longer, and they may have a little air or a little mud in them. So they clear, and take a little longer, they'll clear. And you notice they clear when you just let them alone. When you're doing something or shaking them around, they get all mixed up, don't they? Well, when you let yourself alone, or you're alone with yourself, then everything clears. Just the same principles work. It is so simple. So when you're with yourself in meditation, you start seeing how everything clears. Well, the path's not ring clear because you realize you're not your body, especially if all of a sudden you're looking at your body outside of it, or you're looking at something else. And what you get fooled by is you think, well, gee, I'm not smelling what I'm seeing. I'm not feeling what I'm seeing. You're talking about body senses again, and that's a path not. Your body senses are path not. Security, thinking you need security. Why do you need security? God is everything. But do you think you need security? Well, when your security is in God, then you're not bound by bodily security. You're free, you see. Interesting, isn't it? When you're not bound by the senses of your body, then your higher senses open up. Your true feeling nature of being able to experience life instead of being bound by what the senses are experiencing. So you are transcending those, and the body will keep you in that consciousness. Well, when you're in that, self-centered, this is like being self-centered. It's the smallest ring, it's inside everything else, and you're stuck in it. Gee, everything else seems to be outside of me. Emotions are going on out there, and I can't get into them. The mind's going on out there, I can't seem to get into that mind. The environment's out there, I can't seem to get into the environment. You see? I'm past not. Gee, I'm stuck here in this body. In order for me to go over to the mainland, gee, I gotta get an airplane and go over. You don't have to. You stop a moment if you've ever been there and think about it, you'll be there again. Your perception will be there. But where will you be? Will you be there in the past, or will you be there now? Or will you be there in the future? Depending on where you're at right now. If you're thinking about the things of the past a lot, when you go to the mainland, all you'll see is the past. See? If you're totally clear and now, go to the mainland, that's exactly what you'll see, is right now. Understand that when you get out of the body. There's past, present, and future consciousness. And when you transcend time, then everything is again. There is no time or space, everything is. And that's the consciousness you should be in. Your body is, everything is. We get the illusion because this planet's turning and it's moving through space and we're walking around. We think everything is moving. Well, it is. That's the ensouling vibration. That's life. You cannot be still. You could not be absolutely still. If you were absolutely still, you'd be dead. Inert. Nothing would be moving.
But you can be calm, which is different than being absolutely inert. You want to be calm within yourself, calm in this body. The only way you're going to get out of it is to calm it and master it. Master the senses and don't let them master you. You're tasting the body. You think, gee, I got to go out there and taste something. Well, when you're out there, pretty soon you'll find out you can taste, but you taste different now. You don't taste with the tongue. With the tongue, the chemical change is going on in the tongue. You now taste with perception. You get the nectar of life. So all these senses here will keep you bound and think you're limited, when really everything is in the body of God's love. See, that's what the body represents, is love. Everything is within God's body. And so as soon as you get over your body, that cast knot ring goes away. And you get a little more expanded. Now you might find that you are controlled by emotional energy.
Well, let me tell you, first of all, some of the things that will hold you in the body. The first circle represents the most, where most of consciousness is centered in the physical, such as the senses, security, food, home, clothing, these kind of things, anything to do with your personality security or personal security. Realize God is everything. When you're there, you have no needs and no desires, because everything is instantly fulfilled, because everything is. But when you are limited and caught in time and space, and think your body is caught in time and space, then you age. You ever notice how God people look so young and radiant all the time? Even when they're old, they still look young and radiant. They're not bound by time. Time will age you, because it's a wearing of friction upon the reality of being. Being has no friction. It's irresistible. And so to get out of your body, you must be irresistible. God's already irresistible to you. He's you. And so we're saying, center in the self. And you do this through the mind. You start getting into the consciousness of what the physical dimension is. Once you have knowledge, knowledge is freedom. Freedom is power. So you're starting to realize knowledge is freedom and freedom is power. And that is responsibility. For that. So those are the things that will keep you in the physical body. Now, we need this physical body for procreation and building other bodies so we can stay in this dimension. As spirits, we kept coming in and out. First, we kept coming in and out of our particular race or our tribe of people. Then we start coming in and out of our particular race, which may have many, many sects, right? Sects. Now we have many nations, right? And God made all, like this Indian master, this pre-Indian master said, God made all the tribes and each to give us something to do. If everybody was doing the same thing, if everybody looked exactly the like, wouldn't it be a pretty dull place to be? But we must see the unity and diversity. So we're seeking to be centered on the self. The self is just like God here. You have no limits. Your body is unlimited. It's the all. But if you think you are the body, then you are limited. You see? You don't realize you're the body. You think you're the body. Sounds like a paradox, doesn't it? To start looking, when somebody repeats something like that, they are saying on different dimensions. They're talking about different dimensions. You see? And so realize you are the body, but you're not this body. You're not confined to this body. You're the body of God. Consciousness. And so then you'll be centered in yourself, the self you are, the soul self. The second cast knot ring is the one of emotional focus. It represents emotional focus.
And what holds us in the fit and the emotion is one, habits, conditioned reactions, sensations, and emotional thoughts without words. Emoting thoughts without words. Just feelings. I don't know what these feelings mean. They're not saying anything, but I got this feeling. And I'm going to hold on to this feeling until I find out what it says. And it may never say anything because it's just a feeling. It doesn't have any words. It's an emoting thought.
Remember the difference between habits and conditioned reaction. Habits are what you have done to yourself, and conditioned reactions have been the pressure of various consciousnesses upon you. Maybe your father, your mother, your society, your environment, your race, your country, all of those have conditioned your reactions certain ways. But your habits are what you have trained yourself to do. So you have to break both the things that you've already trained yourself and become dehypnotized from those. That's why we suggest to dehypnotize your mind all the time. When you're going into meditation, say, God, dehypnotize me. I no longer want to be hypnotized or fixed on something. So hypnotism is fixation, concentration, and suggestion. Fixation, concentration, and suggestion is hypnotism. And look how many things you get hypnotized on that create want in you. See a fancy little car on the TV, and all of a sudden you want it. You have fixed, concentrated, and you are making the suggestion for that car. Now, how are you making the suggestion? Gee, I want it, but I can't have it. I want it, but I'll have to do this and this and this before I get it. So you put it off, and you put your emotions again in time and space. And God is not bound by time and space. Remember that. You're not bound by time and space. And the concept of time and space, once you transcend mind, doesn't mean anything. Once you get off the planet, what's 24 hours a day, 60 minutes, an hour? That's just a system that we're all living by because we think we have to take this day and divide it up. God made the day and man divided it up. Man comes in verse. The day always is. The night always is. Because man cuts it up into hours, minutes, seconds. And he's still not right because every 4 years he has to stick in another day. He didn't get it right. If he just say, gee, when the sun rises and sets, that's the day. But no, we say, gee, from 6 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock at night, you know. So it's night. They call that a day. Or your day may be starting at 7 o'clock at night and working until 11 in the morning. That's my day, my work day. People are suffering from illusion. They're saying, gee, the sun is... It doesn't matter about day or night. They're just contradicting God's natural laws, you see. So and it gets so natural because one is passed on to the other, and then we have these things that are programmed into our consciousness. So remember, wants, habits, conditioned reactions, sensations, emoting thoughts, things like that to do with emotions will create a pass-out ring in the emotions. You want to feel a certain way? You're saying, I don't feel that way. You're not accepting it immediately. You see? God didn't take any time to create anything. You see? He didn't take time. There wasn't any time. He didn't take time. He just brought things into being. And so we call them days of creation. Well, what was it? Was it an actual day? You see? Was it 24 hours? Is that the day we're talking about? Gee, we're getting pretty limited. In God, we're limiting God if we take and get that kind of a pattern in our subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind will also keep you as a past my brain. When you think you don't have your own subconscious mind, you have the subconscious collective and unconscious. The collective unconscious of all humanity here on this planet. So when you transcend that, off this planet. What do you got? You have to keep transcending. So this astral past-not ring is placed around you, keeps you feeling the same old emotions, keeps you doing the same thing over and over, and when you go to try to get out and do something else, unless you've let those others go, it throws you right back into the circle. You keep banging against yourself, being thrown right back in the circle until you let it go so you can go through it. Once you merge with it, you can go right through it. See? Did you ever hear the expression, you can't leave it unless you love it? And what is love but merging together? That merging together love is a bringing together of something. Well, you have to bring it together. You can't love it, or you can't leave it unless you love it. And if you don't love it when you leave it, you'll come back again. You'll be getting thrown back into that situation over and over and over again. So one way out of that emotional past-not ring is just love everything. and don't want anything. Want means to lack. It means you don't have it. Well, God has everything. When you're in God consciousness, you have everything. You're living by divine grace. Remember, we're taking this from the outer self, which lets all things hang out and gets run over and limited and banged on and everything. Yeah, I don't want to let myself hang all out for people to run all over. I keep two-thirds within, one-third out. I always have master control. See, I'm not going to let it. I wouldn't take and lay down on the road if I knew there was traffic coming down the road. Well, that's the same way a lot of people do. They have these wants, and they lay down in front of them and let them run over them all the time. So one needs to lack. And if you're God consciousness, you don't lack anything. You're just accepting them. You accept what you need to work with. Accept it and work with it. And then when you're done, you give it back to the universe. Turn it back to the universe. So many people don't return it back, they push it down. I might need it later, and they push it down, and they push it down in their mind. Well, I might need that later. Well, let me save that for later. They don't trust God to give them whatever they need at the time they need it. You know, when Jesus says, okay, I'm sending you all out, he said to the disciples, and they send you into the world to teach. And they said, oh, Master, tell us what to say. What are we going to say? He says, well, don't practice what to say. Don't you know when you get wherever you're going and whatever you need, God will give you? He'll give you what to say when you get there. And the Father will tell you what to say when you get there, is what he said. So you said, didn't practice anything. Don't practice what you're going to say before you get there and to say it. You know, a lot of people do that. Well, I'm going to feel this way about this thing when I get there.
If they do this, I'm going to feel upset about it. Sure enough, they'll do it. Because remember, without you, there's no creation. Without you, there's nothing created. All that you're seeing out here is from your own creation. Whatever you're seeing out here, you created. Whatever I look like to you, you created that. I look like...
by what your wants, your habit patterns, and all this is part of the creative energy. And so when it's free, it can create right away. But if it's holding a lot of things, you gotta say, well, let me see, I gotta go through. You ever got one of those junk drawers? You know, and you start going through your junk drawer, let's see, is there something in here I can use this? Wouldn't it be nice to have that magic box to reach in and take it out? Start thinking of the magic box instead of the drawer full of junk. That's how you clear your house, right? Start thinking of the magic emotions that will do anything. You can be happy all the time, blissful all the time, or you want to hang on and have certain emotions that have to play in certain situations and that. If they say that, I'm ready, no, I'm going to be this. So this, we get rid of that past membrane. We clear the astral past membrane. You notice what happens here? You start getting expanded, don't we? Each time we transcend one of these rings, we expand a little further in consciousness. We get a little freer to expand and contract easier. Do you lose your physical body because you realize you're not that? No. You have this physical body yet. You can say, think right now, you're free of the physical body. That doesn't mean your physical body is going to deteriorate. If you let it alone, it'll do what it's supposed to do because it knows what it's supposed to do. The physical elemental knows what it's supposed to do. Earth knows what it's supposed to do. Water knows what it's supposed to do. Air knows what it's supposed to do. Fire knows what it's supposed to do. You're eating those. If you ever ate cayenne pepper, you know you make fire. Right? It causes fire in you. Does the fire have to be something to lit? How about the fire of your Kundalini raising? You feel that heat in your body. The fire of the fever in your body. You know what that is. How about the light coming from the sun? That's a fire. You're taking that into your body. It's called vitamin D. Right? So you're consuming these elements all the time and creating, but you're not those. Remember, you're pure consciousness. God is pure. Pure, absolutely pure consciousness. Absolutely free. So you're using this body. You're using the emotions. How about the mind? Oh, that's a good one. Now remember, the mind holds all things in form. It's got all these thought forms. The mind, represented here by the yellow circle. Remember, we had the red circle for the physical body, the orange circle for the emotional body. The red circle here, I mean the yellow circle here, represents the mind. Here, thoughts, willpower, circulation. I mean calculation, I'm sorry. Thoughts, willpower, calculation. These things will keep you in the body, this will keep you in the mind. Calculating, thoughts, your willpower. Your willpower. Should be God's will, not your will. Reason, logic, worry. Reason, logic, and worry. Those things will hold you in the mind. Reasoning things out, trying to be logical. Is it logical to have something that will do anything? That's a universal substance? Be not to the intellectual mind. It has to have all these systems and patterns. You see? That's not reasonable. See, that isn't logical. See, I'm going to worry about that. No. How about defensive reaction? Thinking. Defensive reaction. You know, a lot of people are defending a position. I think this way, or I feel this way, or I am this way. That's defending a position. Isn't God everything? And if God is everything, and you're one with God, then you're everything. What position can you take? God is all positions, so you have to support all positions instead of your own position. That's the separation. Trying to, the mind will take and separate you by having you defend something. Defend your habits. Defend your conditioned reaction. Oh, well, I've always thought this way because that's the way we think here in the United States. Ah, defending reaction. Defensive reaction. Those are really... Here's some other things that keep you in the mind force. Assumptions, conclusions, comparisons. Assumptions, conclusions, comparisons. God is incomparable. He has no beginning or end. How can you conclude? That's an illusion to conclude things. Because everything's eternal. It has no conclusion. You see. How can you assume something? That means you're expecting something to happen. You're saying that's going to happen. You're making an assumption. And the only thing that's reality is now. So, see, those things take you out of the reality of now. Assumptions, conclusions, comparisons. Opinions. Oh, opinions. And judgments. Boy, those things will keep you in the mind. Opinions, judgments. Boy, God is everything. What opinion can you take? That means you have taken, limited yourself to something when you take an opinion. Well, how am I going to live if I don't have some opinions or some conclusions or just reason logic? Yeah, I don't know how to operate if I don't. Ah, that's what we think. Thinking. See, thinking keeps you stuck in thinking. Thinking begot thinking. A life attracts a life. You see. Reason begets more reasoning. Logic gets more. Judgments begets the judgment. You start judging things, the next thing you think, you're being judged. God is everything. He's the ultimate judge. If he's going to judge something, there are certain judgments. The judgment says there's water. The judgment says there's air. The judgment says there's fire. The judgment says there's earth. The judgment says there's ethers. The judgment says there's akasha. The judgment says there's firelight. The judgments tell the judgments of reality and God consciousness, but then we make judgments and say they are something other than what they are, when they're just what they are. Everything is. And judgments are taking you out of what is. Who are you to judge? So it's comparisons, it's judgments, conclusions, assumptions, all of these kind of things will really keep you in that. When you get over those things, you break through that mind, thinking mind barrier. Now you start getting into your environmental mind. The fourth circle, or the green circle, misrepresents your conscience. Paradox. Intuition. Knowing. Soul feeling. Surrounding awareness. Again. Your conscience. Paradox. Intuition. Knowing. Soul feeling. Surrounding awareness.
Now, they don't all sound bad all of a sudden, do they? Now we've got a dual polarity here. We've got the heart chakra, or this environmental energy, that can tell you the environment of your outer experience or the environment of your inner experience. And so environmental consciousness is not bound to just your physical environment. You have an emotional environment. You have a mental environment. You have a creative environment. You have all this environmental consciousness. But realize, God is everything. And when you're one with God, you are in everything. You are in everything. And so your environment is God. Ultimate reality. You're no longer bound by these lesser environmental factors. Now your intuition. If you have taken and had good experiences in that, your intuition can help you pass through this ring. Your soul's feeling can help you pass through this ring. See? These things can bring you into these rings and bind you in them, or they can free you from them. Remember, everything has that dual polarity. Remember, there's the all-encompassing, and there's the Mother, Father, God. Dual polarity. And then you're going to need to see, perceive clearly. The crystal eye, right? The old seeing eye. To see clearly. But are you seeing clearly the duality of all things? Manifest, non-manifest? Seen and unseen within the manifest? Interesting, isn't it? So here we have a transitional energy here. Environment can bring you out of being limited by expanding environment to God, environmental consciousness, or the ultimate. So here we have things that hold us back. There are some good things in these lower triads that can help you. If we want to get out of that root chakra, red ring, body consciousness, peace will get us out. Healing will get us out. What is healing? It takes us out of the dis-ease of our physical body. Healing will get us out. Grace will get us out. The grace of God will get you out of your body. Devotion will get you out of your body consciousness. Ministering to yourself will get you out of that. Love will get you out of it. Tenderness, purity, vitality, your earth power, your ability to be on this earth can get you out of this body. Loyalty, single-mindedness. You know, if your mind is split in many directions, it can't help you. It'll be going in many directions. If it's one-pointed, then it will be a point gets through easier than something flat, right? If I took this paper and slapped it up against the wall, I wouldn't do much to that wall, but if I took the pencil and went like that, I could poke a hole there, couldn't I? You see? Because it has a point. The paper is scattered. It's spread out. And a lot of people are spread out. So single-minded. Instinct. Your basic instinct will get you out. Because instinctively, you know you're God-conscious. But you might have a lot of beliefs in your consciousness that say, gee, it has to be this way, it has to be that way. Beliefs are violent. God's beyond belief, isn't he? You must be beyond belief, too. Interesting. What it's calling for a complete surrender, isn't it? Your intuition is tolerant. Those things get you out of the lower triad. You can talk to these out there. They get you out of that emotional body. Here, harmony through conflict. Harmony through conflict. I'll tell you, if you get your feelings hurt several times of doing something, you won't go through that again. Will you? You'll find a little harmony with it. There's a way of having harmony with that little wild cat there that keeps scratching me. You see? Right? A little harmony will get you out of there. Harmony through conflict. Purity, perfection, poetry. Poetry will get you out of your emotional body. Did you know that? Poetry will get you out. Resurrection. Ascension. Yoga. Generosity, devotion, courage, strong affection, quickness of intellect. Quickness of intellect. You say an intellectual mind, it's an intellect. Self. Get you out of that thinking mind there. Truth. Justice. Concentration. The concrete knowledge of science. will get you out of your mind. Teaches me about perseverance, common sense, independence, keen intellect. They'll all get you out of that mind. What will help you to merge and get out of this environmental consciousness? Wisdom. What is wisdom? Your direct knowledge can get you out of being bound by the environment. If we were going around down this path to the jungle, the first time we took it, we could be very partial. But if we traveled it every day, the knowledge of the path is wisdom. And our wisdom would take us down the path, and we'd go a lot faster. You see, we wouldn't say, gee, I don't know. Direct knowledge, wisdom. Wisdom would get you out. Love, peace, love, wisdom, illumination, lordliness will get you out. Lordliness. Isn't that something to get you out of your environment, huh? Discrimination, strength, endurance, patience, love of truth, intuition, faithfulness, clear intelligence, serene temper. Boy, that's one you've got to get, huh? Just to have a nice serene temper will get you out of being bound by environmental consciousness. How can you get mad at a step if you trip over the step? But I've seen a lot of people say, that darn step! That step! Every time I come up here, that step gets me! Did you ever hear people, here's a piece of wood there, a little scrape of wood, going, I'm just wooden! The guy's saying, that step did it! You know, we get mad at our environment. That darn rock, I stepped on that rock and it did something to my foot. The rock didn't do anything but be a rock. So we're blaming it on our environment. Gee, the rain got on me. How about that? I got too much sun. See that? We blame the environment, and the environment just is. You can't blame the step, you can't blame the rock, you can't blame the rain. Let's get past that. So those things will get you out of that. The paradox, boy, that's the biggest, that's really a big one there. Your conscience can help you out if you let your conscience be your guide. It's a good guide. That's your ability to know right and wrong. The difference between what would be okay to do and what not would be okay to do. And right and wrong doesn't have anything to do with good or bad, even though those are paradoxes too. You see? See, it'd be all right to find $50, it'd be all wrong to lose it. But the $50 is just like the step, it's just $50. It's your point of view of it. If you want to change where you're at in mind, change your point of view. Change your point of view of it. Stop looking at it. And what is the point of view? But someplace you're looking, right? Stop looking there. Stop looking at that. That's using common sense. So, now we get out of that bound by our environment. See, we're not bound by any of this. It always is. It's doing whatever it needs to do. Within the body of God are all emotions, all minds within the body of God. All environments are within the body of God. All creative power is within the body of God. All unity is within the body of God. All freedom is in the body of God. The pureness of your consciousness is in the body of God. That's being centered in God, realizing those things. But look, we look at it and see them all outside of it. We see it all outside of it. Everything is within God, and so we're trying to put everything outside of ourselves. See, if I want success, that success is outside of me. I've got to go get it. You will never get it. The only way you'll get it is if it's in here. A like attracts a like. You'll be a magnetic pole if you hold success consciousness. But if you don't hold it, you won't be a magnetic pole for that. If you're holding failure consciousness, you will have failure consciousness. Interesting, huh? So we have that task not bring. The next one is the fifth one. Now, these are the things that help you out get past this ring. Inner peace. Your clear audio. Creative power. Ideas. Now, if the inner peace is disturbed, you will be in the past not ring. You won't get out of it. But if you're in inner peace, you'll be able to flow through this ring, this creative ring. You notice when you're upset, your creative powers are really beginning to work? But you're not in inner peace?
You need to have that inner peace. That awareness there of the clear audio, that
the ability to hear clearly. To hear clearly. If someone gives you instructions, do you hear what they say? Or do you hear part of what they say, and before they're done, you're already thinking of something else? And they say, what did I just say? You tell them the part you heard. And you say, well, you didn't listen to me. Oh, I heard you. And then your inner peace will be served, their inner peace will be disturbed. Because you didn't hear clearly. Or clear audio, clear hearing. How about the hearing of your own consciousness telling you to do something? Your own spiritual guidance within you telling you to do something.
This is side two, and we're going to be continuing. Subject is the fifth ring of the mental body. I hope you're enjoying this tape. God bless you. It'll bring you out there as your creative powers, ideas, music, sound, movement. Music, sound, movement. Ideas. Now, if you have limited ideas, they'll hold you in the ring. If your ideas are free, then you'll be able to go through the ring and get images. But if your ideas are fixed, if your inner peace is bound by certain things, if you don't hear clearly, you don't get the idea of it, if you don't create the powers, so you don't have the music to get out, which is a harmonious vibration, you won't get out of the higher mind, or out of the higher mental body. Other things that get you out of that higher mental body, the will of God, faith, strength, you can copy these down later too, faith, strength, power, protection, steadfastness, truthfulness arising from absolute fearlessness, truthfulness arising from absolute fearlessness. Oh, that's a blue chair. Don't you tell me that's a blue chair. You tell me that's a blue chair, I'm going to hit you. That's a green chair. Okay, it's a green chair. You weren't fearless. Truth arising from absolute fearlessness. God just, everything's within God. The devil's within the mind of man. You know, they can't get into these higher realms. The devil can't go into these higher realms of consciousness. He's got a past on. He was thrown out of heaven. Wasn't he? He's got a past on. And boy, he tries to hold you back. Whispers in your ear, all kinds of things. You can assert, when you're in inner peace, how can the devil bother you? Unless you let him take you out of inner peace. He can't have peace. Because he's destruction. He's all of those things. When you're in peace, is where your salvation is. Other things there. Power of ruling. You've got to rule yourself. If you don't discipline yourself, you're never going to get out. You're going to be scattered in every one of those fields. That's what you're planting in those fields. And you're only going to reap what you sow in the field of physical consciousness, in the field of emotional consciousness, in the field of mental consciousness, environmental consciousness, creative consciousness. Whatever you plant in there is what you reap. If you don't plant success in there and happiness and joy and things like that, and you plant worry and upset and anger and I can't do it, what are you going to reap? You can't plant a mustard seed and get an apple tree. You can't plant wheat and expect to get rye. It does not work that way. The seed is what you are putting in there. And it will blossom in the field of that consciousness. And so look at each field of consciousness or plane of consciousness. You're planting things within that at all times. So you're ruling, handling the men in major, liberation. Those things will get you out of that. Handling men in major. Gee, if someone comes up trying to push you to do something, you've got to handle that. Because if you don't, what's going to happen to you? Be in place. Oh, well, I'll do it. I just don't want to cause any problems. I don't feel right about it.
what is Dick's feelings are orange, kind of burnt orange, and Peace is blue, and it's the reverse of it. So you reverse yourself out of it. You see? Every time you reverse an ill feeling, you get more inner peace. You reverse it. If you take a look at a color wheel, what's the reverse of orange? Blue! See, this alchemy we're teaching you, consciousness, dealing with basic colors. You can concentrate on certain colors to get you out of those lower fields. If you have too much binding and emotional energy, you get blue. It'll bring you out. Boy, when I was there at Muktananda's yesterday, looking from a metaphysical point of view, I've seen a lot of people in emotional bodies, a lot of people having trouble with their emotions. But boy, they felt so good, they felt so much peace, they felt so much love and all of these things from Muktananda. They got Guru high, you see, and if they don't hold it and do it themselves, when he leaves, it'll leave. And they'll be looking for another Guru. Oh, it might last for a couple of days, they'll play the case, and then he's not around physical, they're bound by physical, they'll go right back to the old orange ray. But I'll tell you, their auras were blue when they left there yesterday. They come in orange, they went out blue. They come in all messed up and they went out calm. Reversing that polarity, that'll give you liberation. So to get out, to get through that higher mind, you must have a rhythm and vibration there to flow in harmony. Harmony is one of the keys to be at peace in that inner mind, that higher mind. So your creative powers will flow. They'll never flow as long as you're out of peace, out of harmony, out of rhythm, vibration. See, once you pass that. You notice what's happening now in here is coming clear. God is absolutely pure. He's absolutely clear. So you're getting cleared away here. That means as a clear being, you can work in any one of those fields, in and out of them, and never be touched by them, but work in every one of them. God is in everything, but he's not affected by everything. And that's something. But he is the effect of everything. He's still separate apart from all things. He's a witness. He's clear, pure of all things. He's a pureness, right? That all things are God. Sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? But it is not. Because everything is. What's your point of view of it? You're creating the world. God has created the elements. You're creating your world by how you put the elements of consciousness together, whether physical elements, emotional elements, mental elements, environmental elements, creative elements. How about the next one? Unity. Oh, how many things keep us out of our individual and unity? Keep us from being an individual and being in unity. You are an individual because there's only one God. It means everything. So you're an individual. You're an absolute individual. At that point of realization, then all eyes are your eyes. All voices are your voices. Every heart that beats is your heart. You start seeing yourself in everything. Start practicing that. You'll never know it until you run it through you. Remember, it will not go through unless you let it through. It's a fast knot. Things that help you in that circle is super consciousness, being super conscious. Don't be ignorant. Don't ignore things. Ignorance takes and keeps you from being super conscious. And so ignorance will take you away. If you know you're supposed to do something, you ignore doing it, you will have lost some of your super conscious power. Did you know that? In ignorance. Because what is it? You put something dark over it so you don't look at it. Ignorance is darkness. You throw it into the dark so it can't be seen. Ignoring. But when you're super consciousness, the light of your consciousness sees all things. So super consciousness can, you can realize your individuality by being super conscious. You can realize unity by being super conscious. Realize it's an infinite number of one. You're one with the one. Perception. Perception is a freedom in this to move through this. Or it can be bound by the way you perceive. You can be free by perception or bound by it. You can... Imagination. Oh, if you have pure imagination, you are clear. You can see everything as it is. But if you've got fantasy,
You are making things up.
When you go into your consciousness, are you making things up? Do you call for the light that comes, or do you have to make it up? Are you pretending you see or feel it? At first you may have to pretend to get it, to give your mind the picture of it. But then it must come into being. When I'm sitting there, I can just call for the colors and they just come in. I'm not sitting there saying, okay, what is red? What does red look like? Start describing red. Description is down here. Seeing is up here. If I'm looking there, I see red. I don't have to say, well, she's wearing a red sweater. If I say red and point over there, everybody will see red. Right? It's that simple. We're not making it up. It's not a pretext. It's not fantasy. Fantasizing comes from the astral force. Fantasy comes from the astral force. It's desiring things that are not in reality. And a lot of people fantasize.
I remember one time,
this one young man I knew, he had a fantasy of when he was a young man, of having a fine saucer. And he had a whole fine saucer, he told me, was operated by women and none of them wore any clothes. That was his fantasy. And they all loved him. What a poor guy that guy is. And then all it, I said, well, what's it look like inside? Oh, gee, they got diamonds and things all over them, nice thick carpets, and people feed me anything I want to eat. I can make anything I want to make. Well, what a nice relationship. Put himself in something outside of the world. That was a good fantasy. You have to watch. You don't fantasize outside of this world. Talk to some people. Boy, they got some really heavy fantasies. There's somebody always trying to get me. Fantasy. They're fantasizing. Thinking something's going to get them all the time. Fantasizing. Next thing you know, they start getting the thoughts to support the fantasy. They're walking down the street, somebody's walking down the street, and I'm calling. And you know what the whole paradox is there? The ironic energy is that really somebody is following them. But what do they think about? What about that person following them? They're walking down, and it says, get closer and closer. Someone touches their arm, and they go, oh, sorry, I just want to know, do you know where 47th Street is? Oh, I thought you were following me. I'm glad you weren't. 47th Street is right up there in the top. That's a joke. Anyway, your fantasies will come true. Not in the way of reality, but some perverted way. Fantasies can never... You can't have a purple people eater walk into this room. A one-eyed, six-toed, flying purple people eater. Just can't get in here. Wearing a polka dot. Polka dot is a demon or something. You know, people fantasize or imagine those kind of things. Just get a monster under that bed. Fantasy will put it under there, you see. In reality, where is it? Have you ever really seen a monster? Huh? Because people are afraid of monsters, they're fantasizing. The old fantasy way will distort imagination. Imagination must be open and direct. Open and direct.
Nothing beating around the bush. Perception, open and direct. Superconscious is open and direct. Visualization. Perception of the outer and insight. Perception of outer and insight. That's the move through. If you have an insight into something, you're able to move through that area. Insights will free you, or they can bind you. You see, you have to be careful of the dual polarity again. Remember, there's that dual polarity. That was the second thing we visualized, was the dual polarity thing. Other things in that superconscious realm that gets you free, transmutation will free you.
transmutation will bring you to your individuality. When you transmute some of those old thoughts, those old desires, those old things that are hanging up, since you transmute them, turn them from darkness into light. Ever hear that one? Yes. Ceremonial magic. Ceremonial magic. Invoking the spirit force, invoking that level of consciousness. Where are you invoking it? Within the self. There is nothing else. Within God you're invoking it. Where else could it come from? If so many people are doing magic, black magic, they can do ceremonial black magic, or they can do ceremonial white magic. Or they can just do ceremonial magic. Ceremonial magic. A mantra, a visualization. Look how much is happening since you've been doing these visualizations. How clear your imagination and consciousness is getting, because we're seeing something that is mercy, compassion, invocation, freedom, superconscious, success in the world. If you're not a success in the world, you won't feel like an individual. Success in the world can free you. How do you see yourself in the world? Successful or not? Well, you made it this far. You must have had some success to get here. Self-reliance, courage, perseverance, strength. Self-reliance. Mm. A lot of those right up here. You can copy them down.
The last one now, the seventh one. Now here, after we can pass and we realize we're one in the one. We're one individual in the one. That's unity. One in the one. I'm one in the one. I'm one with the Father. I'm one with the Son. I'm one with the Spirit. I'm one with the one. One with the Father. I'm one with the Son. I'm one with the Spirit. I'm one with the one. One with the Father. I'm one with the Son. One with the Spirit. I'm one with the one. I'm one with the Father. I'm one with the Son. One with the Spirit. I'm one with the one. One with the Father. One with the Son. One with the Spirit. I'm one with the one. That's individuality. One with the one. I am individuality. I am that I am. We then realize we are all one, and we're no longer bound in our unity. That unity also means unity of body. It means your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, your environmental body, your creative body, and your superconscious body are all one. They are not separate things. They are all facets of your individual. They're all facets of your individuality. You are a total being. And if you go into the next dimension, you leave this physical body, you're still a total being. You are always a total being. You are always in unity. When you're in unity with a dimension, you can stay in that dimension. If you're not in unity with it, you'll be booted out. If you're not in unity with this physical dimension, the body will start crumbling and you will be sent out of this dimension. If you're not in unity with this dimension, disease will come in that body and destroy that body and send you out of this dimension. If you are not in the calm emotions and in the emotional dimension and you are causing disruption there, you'll be thrown out. This will be a disease. You'll be thrown out. And people have emotional breakdowns. How about people with mental breakdowns? Physical breakdowns. Now you're starting to see disease. When you're out of unity, you cause the disease. And what does the rest do? They throw out the disease. If it doesn't come in harmony.
The next plane there, the seventh ring here. This is the
circle here. Freedom. We've got to get past freedom. Here you have stillness. You have motionlessness, silence, boundless energy, oneness, beingness. Again, you have stillness, silence, motionlessness, boundless, oneness, beingness.
liberation, illumination, pure knowledge, adoration, creation, purpose, God's pure love and adoration. How do you get God's pure love and adoration? You love God purely and adore Him. That's how you get it. A life tracks a life. You give exactly. Remember, it's the magic substance. He'll do anything you want to do. Anything. You want to destroy yourself, He'll help you. He'll give you the power to destroy yourself. If you want to be successful, He'll give you the power for success. He does anything that you want. He's the magic substance. He has given you the free will to be. A dog has to be a dog. Wood has to be wood. Fire has to be fire. But a human being can be more than just this physical body and is. When you have purpose, you'll never be free unless you have a purpose. You'll never get past this freedom ring unless you'll never get free unless you have a purpose. Unless you are working with creation. Boy, if you're working with something that's not creative, how can you be free? How can you be free? You're working with illusion. And you have the free will to do it. You have the free will to do it. You know, it's not, you know, one thing I say, not my will, but God's will. Not my desire, but God's desire. Not my body, but God's body. Not my knowledge, but God's knowledge. Not my creative power, but God's creative power. Not my ideas, but God's ideas. Not my seeing, but God's seeing. You've heard that, not my will, but God's will. Just take that on every plane, every facet of your being. It's all God. You're realizing the freedom of God's consciousness. You're not no longer bound. You're no longer bound. And so then you are free. And what happens? You become all-knowing. When you are totally free, you become all-knowing. You're not bound by anything that you've experienced. Because God is all-knowing. He knows what everything is. When you're one with God, you're one with God's mind, then you're all-knowing. It's not my mind, but God's mind. Interesting. Did you ever think of that thing? Reversing the polarity on all of that? Not my individual, but God's individuality. That's where I seek to express from. Are you going to lose this focus? Well, you're not going to have some lost this focus. He's God conscious. Jesus didn't lose his focus. He was God conscious. Buddha didn't lose his focus. He was God conscious. Krishna didn't lose his focus. He was God conscious. The masters were all God conscious, but did they get thrown off the earth? No, they brought that focus here for us to experience and to work with, because the mind holds all things in form. They became masters of mind. They became masters of light. Fields of light. They became masters of its universal force instead of being bound by their own limited self. Not myself, but the God self. Not myself, but the God self. You're afraid of losing your ability to be. And that is an impossibility, because you are eternal. You are eternal being. And when you get in those deeper states of consciousness, you start realizing your divinity. You know, because you're in the wisdom of God. And when you pass through that wisdom, when you transcend all wisdom, all knowing, then you become pure. Pure radiation of the self. The self that is God. The self that is the God consciousness that has been allotted to you. Break the crock and be free. Don't be bound anymore by the pastime ring. Realize you're unlimited, boundless. That was the first thing we gave you when we said you have free will now. You can do these or not. You can choose to be boundless or be still bound by whatever your consciousness is. Are you really realizing those are you? Each one of those powers are you?
and are your power. You have the boundless power. You have the power of the golden ring when you apply it in your life, and you believe that, and you think that, and you feel that, and you take actions in that, and that's in your environment. That is your idea. That is your seeing, instead of whatever you are seeing and thinking and feeling and acting and getting the idea of seeing out. An octave. Where are you going to go? You're going to go here, where you've always been. You have always been yourself. You have never lost yourself. Tell me when you've never been with yourself. Show me when somebody else has been you. Show me when you've been somebody else. You can't be. There's only the self. Yourself, and it's the same as God, that self is. When you realize that in your mind, and you're in the radiant lights of mind here, and you keep expanding, your mind just keeps expanding. It doesn't have any limitations. It can be in any one of these focuses, because you can, large or small, doesn't make any difference. You are what you are. There's no big or little. There's no better or worse. You are what you are. No matter if you are covering the whole of this universe, or you're right here, the tiny little speck of light. You are yourself. And within, you know, did you ever see a banyan tree seed? Yesterday, Muktananda had a banyan tree seed, and they were so small. Open up on the seed. What was inside it? The tree was inside it. When you looked inside it, it looked like there's nothing in there. You mean that tree comes from nothing inside that seed? You ever crack open a coconut? So the tree comes out of it. Crack open a seed, what's in the seed? And every seed is the whole tree. Within the seed of your consciousness is your tree. Is your ability to unfold. And what happens? That tree drops thousands, hundreds of seeds, hundreds of thousands of seeds. Thinking about that, from one seed, they're all human. From one seed, the cosmic gate. Now, let me crack all this stuff out of it. From nothing, being something. So was that really nothing? That is God. It may appear like there's nothing there, but something's got not come from nothing. It has to come from something. So we're in that radiance of God consciousness.
Okay, gee, I got so far.
Okay, I'm going to go over very fast in this last part.
I've got some right here.
Now, here's, once we get to these higher spaces of consciousness, we go over our rainbow bridge, we go over our solar bridge, we go through all of our symbols, we get to the end of the symbols and we're out there in a clear space, here is where we make post-meditative and post-operative suggestions. Here's where we make the suggestions. When we are absolutely free and centered in the self, which is the same as God, meditative suggestions, visualizations, and unions can be supported by a reprogramming of your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is not giving it to you now. Reprogram the subconscious mind and say it's okay. That's the way you're going to get it. During meditation, the subconscious mind is open, and all past records of this and former lives are available. When you're in your meditation, everything you've ever been, and when you're in this consciousness, everything has ever been, you have access to. You see? Isn't that something? You've got access to all those records. We can now use the power of the path, such as attention, concentration, observation, in this meditative state. We start paying attention in that state of consciousness.
When we're out there past that last symbol that we're working with, and we're in that clear field of white light, clear white light, then we can start paying attention to that. Start concentrating there. Start observing that. See how the path works? How to direct yourself. Attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation, cosmic conscious, master conscious, great conscious, God conscious. How do you do it? To change the records by changing your point of view of them. When you're out there, you change the point of view of them. You say, look, I am free now. How can my mind tell me I'm limited? There is absolutely nothing holding me in this state of consciousness. I'm boundless, infinite, eternal. You start reprogramming the old records to say you're limited, finite, and going to die. You change those records. You don't say, gee, I didn't do that. I did something else. You don't deny the truth. You don't go in there and say, the record's different than what it is. You change your point of view of it. You see? You change your point of view of it. If you're attached to it, you detach. You changed your point of view, didn't you? From attachment to detachment. You've transmuted your energies right there. All evil records are removed and replaced with divine records. When you are in that state of consciousness, in God consciousness, how can anything that the devil has whispered in your ear affect you when you see the reality? And I'll tell you, you will realize in this field of energy, you will have pure realization there. And all these evil records will be transformed. In this type of meditation, there is a power of transformation that takes place. The evil life forces are replaced by divine life. As a result, there is a personality change. And you notice how we've been taking you out there, and I've been singing nice little songs to you and things like that. I've been making suggestions while you've been in that state. Now you make the suggestions when you're in that state. I've been saying, you are the master living here, free from doubt and free from fear. You're starting to feel that in your personality. That has made a change in you. I am that I am, I am that I am. I am, I am, I am, I am. They have been making changes in your personality already, so your mind can't say, no, it doesn't work. Because I've been doing it for you for months, now you can do it for you. I've only impressed you with the highest things. Yeah, there was nothing out there. I just kind of went blank. I went unconscious, but I still heard you. You were absolutely clear and you heard me. I had to trick the ego. But now the ego knows the truth and it can't be tricked. The truth will set you free. You see? So you'll have a personality change. As we meditate, we constantly vivify and revivify over and over again. Whatever you're meditating on, you're vivifying and revivifying. Our lower desires are replaced by higher desires. Ignorance by knowledge. The unreal by the real. The untruth by truth. Mortality by immortality. Handle one record at a time. When you're in there and you're making a change, don't get a bunch of things and scatter them all over and try to change a bunch of things at once. Work on one thing at a time. Change one record at a time. If you're having trouble with anger, go in and change it to peace. And keep changing peace till it's handled. Don't go in there and start working on a bunch of other things too. Divided attention, divide and conquer is the devil's word. Unite and succeed is God's word. You see? After a short time, these new records begin to play in your life. You are to let these records work smoothly and constantly and give them full freedom. Once you start getting the impressions from the inner to change certain things you're doing to have your peace and stay at those, something says, if I do this and I know I'm not going to be happy, but I know really I can't be happy, and you do it, you've just canceled out being happy. You see? If you know you're not supposed to do it and you do it anyway, you have contradicted what you're inside has told you. Within you has told you. So you let these records play. They are not subjects of outside influence. You are not subjected to outside influence then when you're in meditation. There will be an incredible change in the happenings in your life. In the beginning, you will be spellbound by the transformation. It is your responsibility to take command, for no one else can, for you have been given the power of free will. Remember that. No one else can make these changes. No one else can make these unless you agree with them. It is your power of free will. If you didn't agree with being the master, no matter how much I sang it, you would never realize your mastery. See? Unless you let it play. Your free will. Remember, that's the first God power you've been given. And unless you exercise that one, you won't get any more. Interesting, huh? You must check your senses, the body, the mind, and the soul in these subconscious meditative states. The subconscious mind is a perfect servant and faithful to your conscious programming. It's a servant, a lousy master. You want to be controlled by a computer? That's what your subconscious mind is like. It just records everything. It can't think for itself. It doesn't calculate. It doesn't do any of those things. You do those in another area of mind. In the thinking mind. It does not record anything but your experiences, whether they are imagined or actual experiences. So the subconscious mind has imagined or actual experiences in them. So realize that. When you purify imagination, all the impure imaginings will leave you. You cannot take any contrary actions either, or this will cancel out your programming. See, every time you take a contrary action to what you've told yourself to do, you cancel out your program. You also break your law. See, your agreements are your laws. Whatever you agreed to, you made a law. And if you don't fulfill it, then you broke your own law. You hurt yourself more than you hurt anybody else. If you make a commitment to do something, you don't do it, then you broke a law to yourself. Then you won't have self-reliance, you won't have, confidence in yourself. You lose your confidence. All post-operative and meditative suggestions must come from your heart and in agreement with reality and knowledge. They must agree with reality and knowledge, and they come from your heart. You know how we were sending that love? You felt that magnetic energy going out there. You send that magnetic energy out, and that's what charges your post-operative and meditative suggestion. When you say it with your heart. Say it with your heart. Say it with your heart. After a few months, notice that, after a few months, it doesn't say the next day or in a couple of minutes, or right after the meditation. Within a few months, the mind will be trained to take these post-operative and meditative suggestions. These inner suggestions will go on 24 hours a day in your subconscious field. They keep going on over and over and over in the subconscious field. They're not like the suggestions we made out of here where we forget them a little later. They'll always be going on. And what will happen is they'll come up to your conscious mind during the day and keep telling you. When these suggestions begin to play, remove all obstacles and give them support consciously. If you find yourself changing, say, oh, good, thank you. Good. Give yourself some praise. If you don't praise yourself, nobody else will. If you don't love yourself, nobody else will. If you don't care about you, nobody else will. A like tracks a like. It's that simple. The ego thinks it's opposites attract. Sometimes the conscious and subconscious mind will conflict. You might have a conflicting vibration there. You might be changing something, so the subconscious mind will bring out this new pattern, but then your conscious mind will say, wait a minute, I don't want to do it right now. Well, if they conflict, give your new programming priority, always. The new programming, the new things that you're suggesting, give them priority over all old programming. Give priority to your virtuous consciousness and subconscious forces, and check all opposing forces. Do not request, but command your mind. The mind is a good servant, but it's a lousy master. It'll take all your attention if you don't command it.
Oh, please, mind.
Mind, do this. It understands direct energy. Do not request to command your mind. Our life is filled with post-hypnotic suggestions through family, friends, job, society, the mass media, and ourselves, just to name a few. We get all kinds of hypnotic suggestions. How about when you're running, when you're a little kid, and you fall, nothing, you get up, you brush yourself off. But then pretty soon somebody says, if you run, you're going to fall and hurt yourself. Pretty soon you fell and hurt yourself. It was your wanting to be in agreement with that person. You see? Then later when you're learning something like tumbling or martial arts or something, you have to train yourself not to hurt yourself again because somebody's programmed you're going to get hurt. See? Your parents have told you a lot of things that you may still be hypnotized in. Thinking you're that. You are not that. When you left your parents, you're supposed to leave and be free. But some people are living here and their parents are living somewhere else or dead and they're still hypnotized for what the parent has told them. They suffer from the sins of the father. You see? Now, if the parent has told you something and you want to agree with it, then you tell yourself that and take responsibility for saying it. And if it goes wrong, don't say, my parents made me do that. Oh, that darn step. Same thing. You see? You can't blame it on the parents. You can't blame it on your job. You can't blame it on anybody but yourself. You're the one that's making the agreement. When you awaken in the morning, we make suggestions for our day activities. Everybody does that. Oh, I'm going to do this today. I'm going to do that. But so if you sit down and plan them, I'm going to do these certain things today, and then just let go and go out and experience the world, you'll find yourself accomplish those things. But if you keep trying to, when you're in your meditative posture, but if you make a list or something, you're shaving and doing some other things or combing your hair or getting dressed while you're making those suggestions, you might come home that night and say, oh gee, I forgot to do this, forgot to do that, that. Your attention was split. Divide and conquer. That's the devil. He'll do it to you every time. What you should do at night before you go to bed is clear yourself. I'm absolutely free from this world. Take me, God. And in the morning, okay, I'm ready to go. What do I do today? And then plan your day. And then let go and let God. You see? Each time, let it go and let God give you the impression. Say, God, if I don't need to do this, throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. Take it back. Give me something else. Give me what I'm supposed to do. This is what I see I'm supposed to do. But if you see something more for me, give me that. See, I always let God have free reign in my life. And a lot of times, I'll plan something to do in my meditation that, and I'll be going along, and I'll get to go to do that, and now instead I'll do something else, and I'll realize that God is telling me to do something else instead. I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm going to have a few more minutes. Oops. When we study any subject in school, we make suggestions that will lead us to success, a degree, or a diploma. Remember, you're making suggestions. Suggestions to be a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief, candlestick maker, butcher or baker, a teacher, a housewife. You're making suggestions to be these different things. When you are ready to make a change from hypnotic suggestions, we must give commanding suggestions to dehypnotize our minds. Every meditation in there, you should say, dehypnotize me, God. Take this hypnosis away from me. Dehypnotize me. I want no fixation. All my conditioned reactions, habits, actions, and performances, or all our conditioned reactions, habit patterns, and actions and performances are a result of previous suggestion to the subconscious mind. The conscious mind cannot act without the subconscious mind, but the subconscious mind can act without the conscious mind. Otherwise, how would your heart beat? How would you breathe? You're not consciously making it happen. The subconscious mind is working those things for you. You cannot take any conscious action without the support of your subconscious mind. So, give good power to that. Or, eliminate the subconscious and the conscious to be superconscious. The intensity and the amount of suggestion will manifest by the degree of repetition and become our accomplishment. Remember that. The intensity and the amount of suggestion with all your heart. God, with all my heart I want this. With all my soul I want this, God. Thank you, God. Praise God. Oh, just give it out there. And intensity and repetition. Repeating it over and over and over again. And these become our accomplishments. So we must keep the mind in, we must keep in mind strong suggestions to check unwanted programs or records. The unwanted records, unwanted programs, you've got to keep things in your mind. That's why I've been telling you to say, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am that I am light, I am the master living here, I am free from fear and doubt, casting one into the reality. I've been giving you those things to say to overcome the negative things that might come up, so you have something to check them with. A few short months, you can control your dreams. Use positive and spiritual suggestions to brighten your life. Thank you and God bless you. If you have enjoyed hearing this lesson, let us know and please give us your comments.